Rock 94.5.
The freaks have been unleashed upon the streets of Spokane. They're all heading down to the Big Easy for that one. Flyleaf, and also joining us on the line right now. Hey, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
All right, how you guys doing?
Good, man. We're in Denver, Colorado right now.
Oh, sweet. Well, thanks for playing Spokane again. Nice to have you back in town.
I know. We're excited to come back.
We're kind of like your entry point into the States. I mean, last place you played in the States was here, and then you come back, and first place you play is here. Can't wait to see the show. It's pretty close to sold out, too, by the way, in case you didn't know that.
So that's wow.
Awesome, man. We love our Flyleaf around here. Spokane's best rock is all about you guys. And how's Lacey doing? All right?
Yeah, she is. You know, as long as she is on her vocal rest and takes care of her voice, you know, everything's great.
Yeah, I heard she had a little, I hate that.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's all about taking care of your voice, you know, so everyone who's singing, you know, like, we do it a lot, you know, you really need to pay attention to how your voice is feeling and take care of it.
So what'd they tell her to do? Drink more, like, honey, lemon, tea? I don't know.
No, just rest, you know.
Yeah.
Rest as much as you can.
You guys aren't much of a band for resting. I mean, you've been busy overseas and all that.
It was awesome. Yeah, we were in Australia and in the UK, and it was awesome.
Yeah, were you down there with Evanescence? Was that right? Or I forget now.
No, we were in Australia with the Deftones.
Deftones and Seether or something?
Yeah, and like it was a big festival. And then we went to Europe with Stone Sour.
Right, Deftones Australia, Stone Sour in Europe.
Awesome, yeah, we love playing with Stone Sour.
What about the Australian crowds? Are they different down there?
Dude, they're awesome, man. Like everyone in Australia is so laid back. It's really cool. Like it was probably one of the coolest ones we've ever done.
So did you get a little time off in there too, I hope?
Yeah, we did. You know, we got some time to, you know, check out the city that we were in.
Yeah.
And that was really cool. You know, like, you know, we missed the beach and because we got to hang out with the people and stuff. It was really cool.
You guys are like the hardest working band in the business, as far as I can tell anyway. You've been constantly on the road for about 3 years.
Yeah, like 3 years now.
Yeah, and off of one CD, too, which is totally cool. Last time we spoke, you weren't even talking about doing a new CD yet. You're just going to ride.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're still working this record. We just released All Around Me.
Yeah, excellent
as
song.
As a single. And I think, you know, the record level wants to work out for a while. And, you know, we have been writing, you know, whether it is for a new record or not, we're not sure, but we have been writing new songs and, you know, we're performing these songs in this tour.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Cool. So expect some little bit of freshness tonight at the Big Easy, almost sold out, Flyleaf, Rock 94.5, Way Home. 94.5. On the line, halfway home style with Flyleaf Samir.
Awesome.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate that.
Yeah. And now, for those who don't know, Lacey, I guess it all goes back to her because she had a really rough upbringing, and she was one of six kids, and then she didn't have very much stuff and started singing about coming through all the hard times and trying to put a positive spin on that for other people. And that's kind of the basis of what Flyleaf was founded on, right?
Not really. I mean, yeah, you know, that it's included in that. I think we're based, you know, is just finding hope in all the situations. You know, we all have stories, you know?
Yeah.
Obviously, hers is more vocal because she's a front person. But we take that, you know, we take the world that we grew up in and the experiences that we've had. And, you know, and as, you know, bad as some of them were, you know, there's always hope in it. You know, you always learn something, and you can always come out on top. And, you know, the message we're trying to bring about is, you know, is a message of hope.
But I was going to ask you about you. What's your story? How about you coming up? Yeah.
I don't want to talk about me.
Okay. How about telling me about how you met and hooked up with the rest of the band? Can you do that?
Yeah, definitely. When I was going to school, high school, junior high or something.
Down in Texas?
In Texas. There was a local band that I, you know, was really into and stuff. When you went to my school, you were in high school, and I was in junior high, and like the town I grew up in was really small. So like the elementary school, the middle school, and high school were all on the same campus,
right?
And stuff, and like, and I, my sisters like grew up with Billy Singer and stuff because, you know, they're closer to his age, and he invited me to start going to concerts and stuff like that, and you know, he really like, you know, took me under his wing as a friend and stuff, and you know, that was really cool, and I don't know if you know this, but that really made a huge impact on me.
No, but we're learning right now.
And I started going to this youth group that he went, that he like played, he like sang at this youth group, and so he invited me to come, so I started going there, and started going there pretty regularly, and I didn't really hang out with a lot of people there. I think most of my friends there were girls, just because it was easier for me to be friends with girls because I grew up with two older sisters and stuff.
Oh, right on.
But then Jared's mom noticed that I was going to the youth group and stuff, and I was, you know, wasn't really hanging out with the guys much, and so she kind of, you know, he asked Jared to invite me over and stuff. So
hang on. Jared's mom thought you were playing with too many girls, and so she said, come on over and play with my boys' band.
You know, Jared, you know, was like, hey, man, you know, a couple of guys are going to go, you know, watch episode one in theaters if you want to come. I was like, yeah, you know.
Right.
And that's kind of history. Like, you know, we hit it off so well, and, you know, those guys.
All right, so now Lacey enters the scene. Is that right?
Lacey actually moved down from Arlington.
Right.
She was with a guy from one of the bands that we looked up to a lot. And so she, you know, started hanging out and stuff. And you know, she was playing acoustic at the time. She was like, you know, it was kind of like Jewel style folk kind of stuff.
Wow.
It was really cool.
Wow, I just can't picture that with her because she's so powerful now, you know?
Yeah, it was funny because at the time I knew pictures of her doing rock.
Yeah. I actually have an acoustic take here from when you guys were in our studio, so let's play that now. It's the softer side of Lacey. Flyleaf, as you can hear at rock945.com, here's acoustic style, I'm So Sick, on Spokane's Best Rock. original in-studio acoustic-style Flyleaf. Exclusively Rock 94.5. You can hear that at rock945.com. Thanks for coming up with us today, Samir. Tonight, just about sold out now for the Big Easy.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm excited to come into town. Hope you guys enjoyed the new stuff.
Oh, yeah, we'll look forward to that for sure. Since you just got back from the Big World Tour, what's next for you guys?
We'll finish up this tour, and then we'll have, like, a week off.
Whoa, a whole week, huh?
A whole week. I think me and our co-manager, Scotty Rock, he and some buddies are going to go hiking, and I think I'm going to join them.
All right.
Going on, like, a hiking trip.
You can do that around, not in Texas, it's too hot.
I can't remember where it's at, but it's going to be fun.
Well, great. We can't wait for the show, and thanks for so much for hooking up with us, Samir. How do I pronounce your last name?
Bhattacharya.
Bhattacharya. Samir Bhattacharya. I've always wondered that, Samir. Thanks. Give Lacey a hug for us tonight and keep it true, bro.
Thanks, man. You too.
Our pleasure. Rock 94.5. 94 and a halfway home.